This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey, Ali, you want to tell me something about LaughPass?
Yes, man. LaughPass is $159 annually, but discounted to $139 with the podcast coupon code.
Code ITC. LaughPass members receive access to unlimited stand-up New York shows if you reserve spots in advance. VIP seating at each show. A free ticket for a friend to each show. A free drink upon arrival to each show.
A bottle of wine on your birthday week to drink during the show, but cannot leave the premises, though.
Don't you leave the premises. Direct alerts when big-name comics, such as myself, and other celebrities drop in. LaughPass is expanding to comedy clubs across the country, so be sure to check out www.getlaughpass.com and sign up to receive alerts for when LaughPass reaches your area.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Hello, hello, hello.
What happening?
What's good? This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
This is In the Conversation.
The podcast.
What's good, man? Happy podcast day.
Happy podcast day. Word up. Everything cool, man. I mean, everything cold, actually.
Yo. It's for real cold out there. I played myself trying to be cool with a not weather ready coat because I had to go to a situation. I didn't want to put the bubble on to fuck up the fit. Mm-hmm. And whoo, first of all, it's so cold out there. I see the discarded Scully at the corner. And I thought to put that shit on.
I need help.
It's, for real, it's cold out here. I walked, this one white lady looked at me like, do you feel this shit? It was just a look. It's that type of cold out this month.
And it ain't really temperature-wise that cold.
It's just crisp and that breezy.
Wind, that wind is, as they call it in the South, that hawk.
Mm-hmm.
That hawk is out.
We call it the hawk.
Well, you know, I don't know.
The hawk, yeah.
You know, sometimes you say some shit around, you know, up this north people, brick. And they be like, what kind of country slave shit?
Maybe
is you
maybe that
about?
Is. Maybe I heard that in the South. I feel like cats know about the hawk up here, but you know, it's often commonly referred to as brick as well.
We ain't got no bricks.
Yeah,
you know. Got stucco.
I don't even understand how that even came about. This shit brick out here, but it means if you understand
that shit,
it,
that shit hit your ass in the face like a brick.
Blah. Ooh.
That's where that came from.
Oh man, yes, it's winter.
Yes, sir.
It's winter. So, you know, we gotta thug it out. And honestly, it's not even real deal winter.
Yeah, it's a mild winter, man.
Yeah,
we done had some winters.
Yeah, but I think my cold weather resistance is futile now. I don't think I could do it anymore. I know I could because I would have to, but and shit, it don't take a lot for me to be like, let me get the fuck out of here.
See, the thing is, like some of them winters, maybe 3-4 winters ago, where it's a sustained 18 degrees 5 days in a row, then it go up to 23.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like 3 weeks straight and you ain't got above 32.
Right.
Then you already know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even play with it. You don't even expect nothing different. You
put all your clothes away.
Yeah, you just go ahead.
Winter clothes are starting.
You know what I'm saying? Long johns is out.
Absolutely.
You're layered.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? This little easy breezy winter's like this. It ain't snow. You know what I'm saying? It might get up to 57 on Saturday.
That shit crazy.
You know what I'm saying? You like, ah.
What the fuck you had?
You know what I'm saying? Ah, you taking it for granted. Your long johns ain't out.
Nah.
You chilling. And then you look at the shit and the shit say 32. You like, 32 ain't that bad. It's cool. It was 40 yesterday. 32 ain't going to be that bad. But then that wind kick in. And then it's a whole nother ball game.
Should have fucked you up a little bit.
It was the other day, Saturday. What was it, Saturday? Friday, Saturday, the wind was blowing motherfuckers down the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, somebody yeah, like, shit, knock you off your feet. Look, thing like me, I was going in the direction of the wind. Uh-huh. But everybody that was passing going the other way
was fighting it.
Had that look of torture on their face. Like, goddamn.
That's the worst. You got to turn your back on it.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you got to fucking back out.
So I just so happened to be going in the direction of the wind. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Thanking God that, you know what I'm saying, I had the wind beneath my wings.
You got that momentum. Have you ever been blown down by the wind?
Nah. I ain't spent that much of my life in this type of weather.
Okay, fair enough. I ain't never been blown down by the wind. I definitely had some gusty shit go down, but I ain't never. I would take that as a loss.
Why?
That's
what you gonna do.
I just don't know enough people that's been blown all the way down by the wind. That's an L at this point in life. You know what I mean? I pride myself on
keeping your balance.
Yeah, staying upright when it gets windy outside.
No doubt.
Nigga, Damien and fell again. That's like this. I saw this joint on Twitter. Some little video. This chick at the gas station. She's in Philly. She's at the gas station. And I guess this white girl, it was a black girl and a white girl. I guess the white girl called her a bitch right before the camera come on.
Now, so which girl called who a bitch?
The white girl called this black girl a bitch.
Okay.
And the black girl was like, "You just called me a bitch. You called me a bitch, huh? Is that what you did? What? See, shit about to get real for you in a second." Like, but then she shook up, but then she was just like, "Bitch, get out my face," and like moved it with just one hand and ordered a Bluntville. Let me get a Bluntville, which is hilarious. That's bottom of the barrel. I've never seen niggas really truly buy Bluntvilles. I thought those was just free at events. But she was like, "Yo, let me get a Bluntville." But the way this woman fell.
Oh, she fell.
She flopped like Vlade Divac. She might have been twisted because she got up and was like, "I'm from Arkansas." And the lady was like, "Bitch, this is Philly." It was hilarious. You got to see that shit. Yeah. We'll put it up for the
people. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't be fucking around with no fighting motherfucker if you ain't built for it.
But, I mean, that was a lightweight.
That's when you ain't supposed to be saying shit out the way. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be benevolent. You know what I'm saying? A benevolent neighbor.
Right. Because you know.
When you wispy and shit, you can't be fucking. Well, maybe she ain't never came across a fighting motherfucker.
Yeah, she ain't know what saying? Center of gravity was about.
Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying? You get around some old fighting motherfuckers and shit. You had to know where you at with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to take the shit down, though, but you'll just see it.
All right, yeah, so shit.
You just talk as you know.
I mean, you know, I'm going to check it out later.
I mean, you can see it with on the mute, is what I'm
it's
saying.
It's on the mute. I'm just saying, that.
That flop is terrible.
It wasn't even she just don't have it. She not built for it.
It was like, wow. Anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, man. Speaking of black and white, Green Book.
I mean,
is that too early on that?
No. Oscar's so black.
Yeah.
Oscar's so black.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of opportunity in that. You know
it was a good look.
You know, and as much as, you know, I don't give a fuck about awards and shit, I could see the effect of. I got about 3 calls the next day on the Monday after the Oscars, like, "Yo, I got to do this shit now, man."
Oh, inspiration.
Inspired. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, again, as they say, what's the famous shit they always say?
Inspire or retire?
No.
Eat shit and die?
No. Matters. Representation matters.
Oh, representation matters.
Representation matters. Uh-huh. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? When you see it, when you see it could be done and it's being done and everybody looks so accessible and happy and shit, leaning weight on your timeline and shit. She might respond to your comment and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just good energy.
Yeah, good energy. Like, Lena Waithe done respond to a DM of mine before.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
She's known for her response.
Yeah.
No, for real, I hear that. Like, people say, "Yo, yeah, I speak back."
So when you see them out there, it's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? They accessible and touchable and they represent
you.
The, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't like before, like, sometimes you get a cat in there. and they there, but that's it. Like they don't bring no friends. They bring their date, and that's it. And that, and the date is temporary because the next year it'll be a new date.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you don't feel like that shit is possible.
When you feel like you could approach the door now and feel good. Maybe you're not on the list, but somebody would be like,
somebody
he good.
Somebody might even hit the back door for you. Fuck around with Issa Rae, or you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Now, Jordan Peele, he might block y'all. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Jordan Peele hits back, though.
JP out here doing good shit. Black Klansman.
Yeah, no doubt.
Last OG.
I'm not mad at Jordan Peele. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he'll hit the back door for you, though. He like, brother. Wait your turn, brother.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Because we being benevolent.
We are.
You know what I mean? We in this shit. We good energy.
Very benevolent. You know what I'm saying? Energy. Spike even brought one home. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he did.
And I was happy for him.
Yeah, I was happy. I felt like he was going to get something. I thought he was going to get the director joint. That was me going with my heart. Huh?
He thought so, too.
Yeah. Well, my man got it. Arturo, right? The guy from Roma. I think he was the plan. I mean, not the plan. I think he was the favorite. Go ahead, bro.
Alfonso Cuarón.
Yeah, Alfonso Cuarón. He was the favorite going in. Everybody was like, yo, Roma looked great. I still haven't seen it. But
I like the fact that Samuel L. Jackson was the one to announce it.
And I think that's when, let me ask you this. Programming, producing, or manipulation?
Both. You would do it.
No. I'm happy that, but my thing is, it was very ideal.
No doubt.
It was very ideal.
No doubt. You got
Sam, who you gave his first break and all of that.
Yeah.
To give you your first official.
But after all these many years, they gave him the honorary joint a couple years ago. I mean, if you know
Okay, so there could be a coincidence there. They have a kinship. But my thing was,
it wasn't a coincidence. He was obviously opening the envelope to the
Spike Lee
award that Spike was nominated for.
Right. So, but it was a chance that Spike didn't get it.
The people who produced the show knew who got it.
Yeah, but I feel like that's tipping your hand a little bit.
It don't matter. It don't matter because now it's done.
Or does it? Because then it could do two different things. It could tip your hand where you like, they got Sam out there. You already know what it is. And then super disappointment. Because there's a lot of disappointment that happens too. So it could be a super setup.
And you know what I'm saying? And across the board, it's probably, you know what I'm saying, a setup either way. But I think in this particular situation, a lot going on. You had a lot of historic moments that could happen that they already knew was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is going to be the first time this is going to be the first time that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the Black Panther year. We can't give it motherfucking best picture, but shit, we got to do something. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, they knew. They got Kevin Hart got kicked off the show. So, you know.
Oh, you felt like it was an amends show.
No, it wasn't an amends show at all, but they had to keep it.
It was self-aware.
They had to keep it exciting the whole way. I bet they was very aware of how is this going to run without a host.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What moments can we create?
Uh-huh.
We don't have a host. So if we got Sam up there on the Spike Lee Award, you know what I'm saying? That could create something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That'd give us something.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not saying they gave it to him because of that, but the setup, having the positioning of Sam and him on the same, you know, possible award.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I would have did it.
I mean, it's a dope production note, but it just makes you think, how manipulated is it? Like, how is it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I still want it to be as pure as it can be, but that might just be me trying to believe in some shit, trying not to be jaded.
Keep the belief, son. You know what I'm saying? Keep it.
On another note, he could have definitely fucked up Sam's back. That shit,
I mean,
that was a lot.
Sam had to dig deeper to his college reservoir.
Word, unexpectedly. Did they rehearse that, my guy? Because, I mean, Spike.
Spike jumped up.
Nigga, that's a lot of dead weight on it.
I'm happy,
but goddamn, you about to fuck my whole shit up. You know I got to be in a film every month.
I'm going to see this bill. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I thought that was really dope. Yeah. I thought that was dope. I was very happy. I went as far as I just bought a Spike Lee selling signed posters on the Black Klansman shit.
You bought one?
One. Yeah,
one. That's what's up.
I did. Yeah, I'm like, just trying to support the people. Yeah, absolutely. I'm just trying to support. I fuck with Spike. You know
Spike.
That.
Spike is a he keep his cottage industry popping. You know what I'm saying?
He knew. He was like he know his IPO.
And he started that shit.
No, absolutely.
That's how, you know what I'm saying? Having the store for a motherfucking film company was some new shit. Where
it's, yeah, no, I'm smart.
You go get the merch from the movie.
Smart.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that usually is just for big fucking studios and they put out their little merch. But he doing that shit in his own office and shit in Brooklyn. First time I came to New York, that was one of the first places I hit.
You know, I've never been there in my life.
40 Acres and bought, you know what I'm saying, bought some shit.
You know, you went and cop something?
Yeah, I bought a t-shirt and hat.
Right.
I wanted one of them jackets, but they ain't had no jackets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when I was in high school, this girl, Natalie, Natalie had the school days production jacket. I never knew where the fuck she got it from, but
shit hard.
She had that bitch.
You think she bought it or she took somebody from something production?
She had to know somebody from, because she had that shit before the movie dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's the, on sets, that's the stunt.
Mm-hmm.
You see that shit. Everybody got that.
Everybody got production jacket from the old job.
Oh shit, the old, but they go, the nigga got the Wire season 2 jacket on. You're like, okay, fair enough, little Sopranos. I see that shit.
I seen a cat on the train with a She's Gotta Have It joint.
That's dope. Official.
Official. I took a picture of it.
That's dope.
He was an old. You could tell he was an old school cat. He dressed.
You seen him today? This week?
Nah.
Because I'm about to say he must be proud.
This was years ago. Mm. This was maybe 2-3 years ago. But it's, you know, while Instagram was around, I posted him on Instagram.
Yeah. What else? You see Billy Porter's hookup.
Yeah, I mean.
He pulled that shit off.
I mean, that shit was impressive.
That shit was different. It was innovative.
I mean, that shit.
He played that shit.
He's stunning on the whole shit.
He won. Did you see the little video of Glenn Close off to the side peeping it? She like, all right. Yeah, it was a moment. It was
he
like,
fucked everybody up with that shit. Now, you know, but the conversation is going around. Is it, you know what I'm saying? It's back to the conversation of, you know, is that an attack on Black masculinity? That's the internet conversation. Is do they promote these images, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, keep the Black man in his place?
Man.
They put the Black man in the dress.
But he's the Black man that put himself in the dress.
And that's the one thing that I would say. Because me. You know what I'm saying? I don't police no fucking TV. You can't tell. I can't control what they're going to put on the motherfucking TV, right? You know what I'm saying? So you have to be prepared to teach your motherfucking kids or whoever around you whatever you feel like they should know, right? So I don't trip off of what nobody do, because when I was growing up in the hood, shit, you going to see all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? That did not align with your family's values or whatever. You going to see all kind of motherfuckers doing all kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? Once you get to know people as people, you know, some of that shit be bad. Some of that shit be like, oh, he a cool motherfucker that just like fucking pink suits and, you know what I'm saying, perfume. But Billy Porter, in this particular case, I felt like it was just like the Black ingenuity stunt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he already a gay Black man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He gonna be on the red carpet.
Uh-huh.
How can I fuck these motherfuckers up? Which is just a Black thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Kill him.
You go to the club.
Ooh,
how can I fuck
these motherfuckers?
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it was part of no agenda. You know what I'm saying?
Other than to kill these motherfuckers.
I'm finna stunt all the way. You know what I'm saying?
You know I'm about to hit him with.
You know what I mean?
Stay close to the screen, nigga.
And he rocked that bitch.
It's like what Rihanna would do.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's that type of thing. Season the moment. I don't. He's from Pose, right? Is that the show? Is Billy Porter for
Pose,
Billy Porter?
Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots on Broadway.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I just know the name, and I've seen him pop up recently. He's been killing shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I really know him from, like, you know, like the red carpets and shit like that, doing these type of things or pop it up. I've never seen his work, but he's killing shit, it seems like.
I mean, yeah, he killed that. But, you know, it's always, you know what I'm saying? It's like, gay cats always be having be up on the style and shit.
I mean, nah, that's all. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about just his profile. Like, he's out of here a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's I've been hearing about him quite a bit. You know what I'm saying? Not even on a stylish level. Like, it's just his name is kind of coming about. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people been like, oh, yeah. You know, you've been hearing his name pop.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but, you know, that's just a side conversation on.
Attack on the man. I mean, yeah, you see that. You hear that often. But I think that's some fragile shit.
I mean, it could be. It's just like, you know, change happens. And everybody don't be with the change. And everybody think that if it's on the TV, it's one person on the TV that represents one thing that's fucking up the whole equation, which is not true. You know what I'm saying? That shit really is one person doing their thing. Like, I think, you know, a lot of shit motherfuckers do in hip-hop is an attack. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that shit is ruining the whole world.
Like, give me an example.
Like, motherfuckers shooting and killing on the record and fucking your bitch on the record every song. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna fuck your bitch, D.
Right.
You're like, goddamn.
I didn't even know you knew me.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Like, shit, you in your headphones, nigga, fucking your, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shooting your kids, kidnapping your cousin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shooting up your block.
Yeah.
Fuck your whole neighborhood.
Right.
It's like, shit, nigga. Like, that shit is an attack on something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
On your psyche.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? You like, I be looking at my kids like, hey, man, shit, man, just push pause for a second. Let me give you some counter game.
Because
that shit is an attack on your brain cells right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I get the art. I'm from it. You know what I'm saying? I understand it. You know, I stood right in the middle of it. I'm from Miami, home of some ignorant-ass music.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, at a certain point, you start to be conscious of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And you are taking in all these different ideas and all these different things all at once. And at least let me give my people a baseline for the shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel like a lot of this shit is an attack. But which you have to respond in your day-to-day life, in real life, with some real-life counter game.
What you mean by that?
I'm saying you got to be representing how you represent for whatever you representing for.
Being you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had to be sending the message that you trying to send, and you know what I'm saying? And living how you supposed to live. There's a lot of cats that talk about this and talk about that, but then they live, you know what I'm saying?
A whole different.
In their own, you know what I'm saying? Toxic way or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's shit that you know, at some point in my life that I felt like this shit ain't right, let me motherfucking pivot and do something totally different.
Yeah.
Because now I'm projecting this shit, not just, it ain't just me, is I got people around me, I got, you know what I'm saying, at the time, nephews and shit, now, you know what I'm saying, now you got kids, so you got to pay attention to what you projecting and how it's being received.
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, you know, the idea, I forgot who was telling, we were having a conversation, but it kind of, just the idea of masculinity is constructed on a certain level. There's certain things, there's certain expectations that, you know, pass down, things like that, but there is no monolith for how to be a man, right? There's no monolith for how, this, I mean, they're men, you know, it's not a monolith, or there's no right way to be a man. There's no right way to be black. There's no right way, but what happens is, these type of things are ingrained, and it's like these boxes are put on people. And if, you know, nobody wants to be, I don't want to say nobody, but many people are afraid to be an outcast or an outsider, you know what I mean? So they don't, they'll go with the herd, or they'll go with, nah, you right, that's true, or they'll, you know what I mean? They'll assume that. And to your point where you like representation matters, when you see somebody like Billy Porter doing something bold like that, there's a kid that's like, oh shit. You know what I mean? Like, it opens it up. It's like, it's, you know, like.
I think it's a fear that, okay, if he did that on the red carpet, that, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be 25 little boys in my neighborhood doing that shit.
And what is the
problem? It might be 100. Just all the little boys going to be running around and dressing and shit.
I don't think it's going to happen that fast.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but that's how people respond to it. Just like, you know what I'm saying, racists respond to, you know what I'm saying, one black person moving in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know what I mean? Everybody's so afraid that these one moves is going to fuck up everything.
And the fear just be based more on your discomfort. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, even if it became 100 boys out in the streets with dresses on, they not coming to get you. You know what I mean? Like, it's some different shit. Oh,
but my son is going to see them and want
right.
to put on
and
the
he
dress.
Don't want to be one of them. All right. I mean, look, you have to deal with it when it happens. Trust me. That's like the whole with the Tupac shit, or, you know, you listen to this, you're gonna kill people, blah blah blah. It's these wild fantasies,
but
based on what other people think,
and that's really what it is. But that's life, and that's how it goes. Yeah. And even on the flip side, you know what I'm saying? I had this thing where, like, you know, at one point, you know, you want to be with all of whatever the latest fashion, right. and you know what I'm saying. Stunting, you know, right. what's my stunning shit.
Right.
But I had a situation, like, you know what I mean, with my nephew and shit, where he was young. He probably was, like, going to the ninth grade and right. shit. And he came to New York. Uh-huh. He interned at a couple of different places. He right. was having a ball. And then right. when he left, you know what I'm saying, he left with a box full of shit. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, all kind of shit. All right. all whatever the latest drip was at the time when right. they didn't call it drip.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
that's back when it was calling it gear.
You know what I'm saying? Gear. He was geared. He was geared up. Leather jackets and Air Force Ones uh-huh. and whatever the jeans was, uh-huh. and it was, in hindsight, it was too much, all at once. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta let, you know, people build their own persona.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he went back with a whole new
right.
thing, and what happens is, it don't attract what naturally you attract. Now everybody looking like, oh, who the fuck is this cat?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a new motherfucker.
Like a new motherfucker. But then the attraction becomes like the older cat's trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying? Damn, yeah, you got all this shit. You know what I'm saying? So now you dealing with a different element of people.
Right.
So instead of cool kids that's your age, mm-hmm. you done already jumped over them, and now you're attracting low-level, nothing-ass motherfuckers that's, you know, hanging around high school niggas. So basically, with all the drip, he attracting these different kinds.
It was too mature.
It was too mature. So now he attracting mature cats, but
like cats looking to rob him?
Nah.
Or
just cats that ain't
taking them in.
Taking them in. Any cats that's looking at
a
young nigga like, okay, damn, dog. And being around a young nigga, them cats ain't usually no cats who got their shit popping.
So you feel, but let me ask you this. Do you feel, though, this box of drip he got, it for him, it was more like, I don't know, like merch for the trip, but it wasn't like a conscious thing to where he was like, this is my new style. It was more like, this is the new fly shit that I got. Let me just put all this shit on.
It's the new fly shit. So it wasn't, you didn't have time to develop a style because it all came at once.
So you just putting on whatever you had.
You got a box.
So all your new shit.
You got a box full of
right,
fresh ass shit. So now you got the older cats that's fucking with it, but the older cats got you doing older cat shit that they doing, which is, you know what I'm saying, crime.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So now you rolling with a crew that's doing crime, and that just sets off a whole line of, you get in trouble for that, now you gotta go to a little baby jail for that.
Right.
And then, you know what I'm saying, you get sent to that, you know what I mean? Now you ain't.
It was the drip that did it.
I think it contributed. Okay. I think it was too much all at once.
It put a bigger spotlight on the person.
It definitely put a bigger spotlight than the person is normally set up to handle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you crafting your own style.
Right.
You know, all right, I'm gonna get these particular shoes.
Right.
And da, 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 da. And now you got that.
Uh-huh.
And you go in, you start with that, then you might get a polo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You build it up.
You building it up, and now you easing your way, and each step of the way you learn how to hold it and how to carry it.
And you each step of the way, you kind of get used to it. It's almost like fame. You get used to
the
attraction. But if you jump all the way in the pool,
it's like
somebody just threw all that shit, you ain't even have to.
Now you got all these people coming at you and you're used to that.
Right.
So now it's hard for you to discern which ones to be fucking with. You start fucking with the wrong ones, and then you just end up on, he just ended up in the wrong path.
Hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? You know, he ended up getting killed. Hmm. later. But it wasn't about the drip, but it was just about a continuation of just being on the wrong side of the path.
Right.
So right now what I do, you know what I'm saying, I like to be able to monitor and drop that counter game. What I was saying, like if I see my son going one way, mm-hmm. I could drop game where he could understand why shit go that way. Right. Not saying don't do this, don't do right. da 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 da, but this is what happens in that lane. These type motherfuckers was in that lane.
Yeah.
You ain't, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't built for some of that shit, so not in those words, but like, you know,
that ain't what you want.
That ain't what you
and
want.
That's like, not you.
Right. So maximize the shit that's you and figure it out how to do you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And once a motherfucker could figure out their own shit, then they stronger in their shit than it is when they're floating around.
But that, you know, that comes from, I don't want to say that all that, but that definitely comes from fathering, like father, like somebody there that knows you, motherfucker, like parenting, people mm-hmm. that know you, like know you intimately. They've known you since birth. They know who you truly are mm-hmm. and they see what you're trying to do. But they know you enough to tell you, one, to be cautionary, but at the same time, celebrate you enough. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Show you that you special enough. Because sometimes these kids, you know, they don't have that. So they just looking for whatever attention they could get. Or, you know what I mean? Whatever love comes their way. It might be fucked up shit. It might not even be love. It might mm-hmm. be people plotting. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And you gravitate towards that because somebody is saying something, you know, back to we talking about these fucking threats. Mm-hmm. Mr. Steal Your Girl, right? If you ain't saying nothing nice to your woman and fucking Trey Songz is telling your lady, you know what I mean, how good she look and shit, you she like, nigga, you know what I mean? Now you fucked up because you right there. You on the scene. Wow. So, like, if you're a parent and you see maybe your kids being seduced by this wild shit, I hear that, the counter game. It's like, yeah, that's true, but do you know about this? Or did you such and such, blah, 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 blah.
Definitely the counter game is important.
Yeah.
You can't just let them run off and let the world just give your kids or your crew or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you know some shit, you got to be able to show some shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even as little kids, like I remember my son, once we had the third one, we got kids going in three different directions in the morning.
Right.
So it's like, all right, we're gonna have the babysitter take this one to the school over here. Mm-hmm. Then you're gonna take that one and I'm gonna take that one. But over time, I started to see that the one that was being taken by the babysitter changed. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, cause she gonna give him his way, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He wants something to eat, she gonna stop and get something to eat. And then it became a situation where he started manipulating her mm-hmm. and getting good at manipulating her.
He's great at manipulating.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, wait. You know what I'm saying? To the point where it became a problem. Yeah. Like she was like, oh, you know, he's so mean.
He blessed me again.
Like, mean? What the fuck? So I had to take that back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in the mornings, like when you in the world, you know what I'm saying? Then I just started to think. The babysitter is the one giving him game out in the world.
Right.
This is his first venture into the world.
Run through.
You know what I'm saying? From the morning commute on the train, you know what I'm saying? He looking through the lens of the babysitter.
Right.
And I was like, nah, I gotta take this back, man. That's why I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I like to pick up my kids. I like, you know what I'm saying? I like that to be a part of that process because that's their first lessons in the world of game, what's happening out here.
Right. Yeah, nah, I hear you. I hear you.
So I don't leave it. I don't leave the TV. I don't leave it up to the TV to get a game because, shit, it's all kind of wild shit on the TV.
It's crazy stuff going on.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just different shit.
Yeah, it's all kind of shit going on the TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it's a... it's always an interesting argument, like the attack on black masculinity.
I mean, in certain shows, if it's written and you know what I'm saying, it's coming from a studio and, you know what I'm saying, certain kinds of writers and shit, and they writing shit that's like, come on, bro, that ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But, you know, or like Dave Chappelle saying, you know what I'm saying, like they writing in, you got to wear the dress.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's different than somebody saying, all right, I am a proud gay man, and I'm about to stunt on these hoes in this dress. It's a totally different scenario.
You mean like there's the absence of agency? kind of like, well, you're saying, well, I'm asking.
It's more
the difference between Billy Porter saying, yo, I'm going to wear a suit gown.
Right.
Because I'm going to kill these motherfuckers with this shit. I know how I'm bold enough to pull that shit off,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to Chappelle coming to his dressing room and his dress right. hanging on the things like, yo, that's for you.
Right.
It's like, but wait a minute, I didn't, nah, nigga, that's for you.
Right.
But that, yeah, that's just an attack. I don't even think that's an attack. I mean, obviously it's an attack on, if you put it like that, masculine, but that's also just saying, do what I say.
Yeah, and it's,
and I'm going to use you as a tool.
It's going to use you as a tool, all that shit, but as far as that's on studio to actor or comedian or whatever.
Right.
But from studio to consumer,
mm-hmm.
I think the messaging is more of, you know what I'm saying, these are the things we think are funny. Not even just the dress, but right. just these are the things we think you niggas will go for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times, the numbers don't lie.
Right.
Motherfuckers go for it. Hmm. So, yeah, jump in this dress, man. It works. You know what I'm saying? Shanae work. Big Mama work.
Flip Wilson.
Madea work. Flip Wilson work.
But then what about fucking Miss Doubtfire or like one?
But that one black.
No, but I'm saying, is that an attack on white masculinity?
No, what I'm saying is sometimes that shit is, we know this shit works. Even though it might be fucked up, might look fucked up, and y'all might classify it as whatever kind of shit y'all want to classify it as.
Right.
But somebody lying, because this shit worked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times, it be decisions like that.
Mm-hmm. When you say it works, you mean, what do you mean?
That mean people enjoy it, people spend money to go see it.
Like, it's proven.
The joke works,
mm-hmm.
the shit becomes successful.
Right.
Why? Why was Medea successful? It worked. Mm-hmm. He did the shit for his whole career. He's
right.
just not retiring.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it worked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think Tyler Perry was like, this is an attack on black masculinity.
That's my point. That's why I'm asking.
It's like, this is some shit
gonna make people laugh.
This is some shit that worked. It's historically worked. But in their world, blackface worked. That don't, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, you know, where is the line and what's going on?
See, that's the thing, because I think that you have your own agency when it comes to expression, right? If you could defend the choices you make, like I'm not about. There was a moment where I was like, when Chappelle said the whole shit about dressing. Not that I was ever thinking about jumping into dress. That's just not my thing. You know what I mean? Like I just ain't trying to do that. But I never looked at it. I never looked at it like on the third eye level until Chappelle was like, yo, that's how they do you.
Right.
But sometimes when you're looking for a narrative, you know what I mean? You pull in, you like, oh, word, true story. You know what I'm saying? Like, do the knowledge, that type of shit. You know, like, there used to be a funny skit on the, what's it called? Ruck and Rock. What was Ruck and Rock called? From Duck Down. It was Smith and Wesson, Helter Skelter. On the first Helter Skelter album, they had this skit on there where they was like, yo, Shine, do the knowledge, Shine. He was mm-hmm. like, Shine, hold on, Shine. Nigga, you eating a Snickers bar, my nigga? That shit packed with nuts and nougat, my nigga. Look at the veins, my nigga. What kind of shit is that, nigga? That nigga do the knowledge, nigga. They putting it, you know what I mean? And it was obviously they being funny, but in that moment, you like, oh, shit, nigga. Wait, hold on. That is, but that's all. If you fragile about your masculinity, like, hold on, nigga, I'm just trying to be a man. You know what I'm saying? Because I hate to say it, there's a lot of motherfuckers that grew up where it wasn't like, there wasn't real role models. You know what I'm saying? Like, there might not have been a father in the home to be like, yo, this is how a man is. And then obviously, again, it's no monolithic thing, but at least you could see your father be that person, do certain shit. And you're like, all right, you get your little template or whatever the fuck. Right. And it could vary.
Right.
But when you are looking outside of yourself, trying to build yourself, and you just taking all of these little things like, oh, well, don't do that. It's very easy, and I'll put it to like when I first started comedy or when I start anything, it could be very easy like if you like to take rules of thumb
mm-hmm.
as the gospel, right? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Or certain people's rules and whatever. You don't know what these rules came from. They could be based on fear. They could be well-practiced things or whatever. But it's like, like I remember when you first started doing comedy, when I first started doing comedy, it was a trend. Well, not a trend, but it was like this thing, yo, don't put your setups online. Don't ever post none of your sets online. It's like a lot of older comics saying that. It was right. like when the YouTube era was starting.
Right.
YouTube was brand new and shit. And if certain people that put their shit up, other comics were like, nah, nigga, don't ever put your YouTube, you don't put your setup there because that's worldwide. They could be doing your jokes in Carolina. You know what I mean? And if you play like that, you fuck around and you could miss a window, put your shit up there, and people in Carolina know you for your joke. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's just, but if you like, if you don't venture out and say, fuck this, this is how I feel. I feel like I gotta put my set online. I feel like, yo, I'm gonna put this dress on. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. I gotta feel the fire. To see if it's for me. It might be, right. motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Certain people don't live by the same shit.
Right.
So when, you know, it's always weird when it's like these rules, because it's like these rules are ways, they're presented to you in ways to like empower you, but then oftentimes they could kind of keep you oppressed.
Right, but you know what I'm saying? Again, like when you're looking at the dress, who was the first one to put a black man in the dress? You know what I'm saying? And why? What was the rationale? And I think...
I don't even know.
Exactly. And I think, you know what I'm saying, at a time, you know what I'm saying, even maybe in modern times, that it was to put a motherfucker in their place. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Like, listen, this is what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? But these days, it seems that you have a choice whether to... You have your own agency, as you say, whether to do it. And some people do it because historically it works, but... Historically, it works because, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker might have been forced in his career to kind of do it.
That goes back to the whole shit. Like, yo, if you don't do this shit, this might be your last opportunity, dog.
Exactly.
Do you want to be a failure? You want to go back to the hood? Is that what it is? I'm trying to tell you. All you got to do is slip on this fucking dress. Niggas and next thing you know you're back in the hood. You fucked up because niggas is laughing at you because you jumped in a dress reluctantly and didn't sell it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, who's the black history fact, you know what I'm saying, first one forced in a dress? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, yes, it could carry that whole shit with it. You know what I'm saying? Why it's funny and why people do buy into it, it could carry a historical... You know what I'm saying? Stigma that's like, yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is what motherfuckers do to keep you in check, like Chappelle was saying.
Yeah. I get it, but I think it just goes to the narrative of the oppressed. There's a lot of shit they do to keep us in check.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, don't do that. You know, they did that to keep us in, you know, it's plenty of shit.
No doubt.
If we want to play that, but the thing is, freedom is freedom, right? So freedom is the freedom to be able to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, that's true freedom. You know what I mean? Ain't no such thing as black freedom.
Yeah, it's a difference, but go ahead.
What you think the difference is black freedom and regular freedom? I mean, black freedom is modified.
Black freedom is, you know what I'm saying, conditional than a motherfucker.
Like hold on.
The fuck is
Let me look at your laminate. No, but I'm saying, that's my point. That's my point when it's like, nigga, hold on. I see you being free over there. Nigga, right. You know what you do, and it's an attack.
It's a lot of shit we do, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, it's like, it's just still, a lot of shit we do still is like... It's
fucking slave.
It's coming from slavery and certain shit we don't do because we didn't do it then. And, you know what I'm saying? Man, I'm reading some slave narrative shit right now, right? And I've had a book. I had a book called The Bullwhip Days for years. And my pops... You know, he did his little DNA shit, you know what I'm saying, trying to see where he was from in Africa.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Why you saying like that? His little DNA shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just saying how it rolled out. It started off as a small thing. It started off as, hey, I'm going to see where I'm from in Africa.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Boom. You know, he called back.
New identity.
No, this is what happened. He hit me back. This is my results. You know what I'm saying? We from Cameroon, nigga.
Right.
You know
what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah, I mean, Cameroonian Togo.
Go get this fucking flag.
Right. He ordered some motherfucking gear. You know what I'm saying? He ordered the Cameroon head gear that motherfuckers wear out there. So he was legit. Then he started fucking around with the shit, playing around with the motherfucking Ancestry.com shit.
Yeah.
And then started finding motherfuckers in his family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Use it. How he finding them?
And on Ancestry.com, people be connecting. You can find
when
people,
they submit their stuff.
Like, your DNA shit start matching up with motherfuckers you don't know.
Wow.
Be like, well, damn, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like Facebook.
Like, damn, is that like my brother?
My cousin.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's definitely, he found two cousins.
Yeah.
But then, going through it some more, so now he putting together a family tree, and he got some names, you know what I'm saying? He could do my grandma, you know what I'm saying? My father's mother, and he putting all that shit together. And then he come across a motherfucker that falls into the family tree that already got some files attached to it, right? Mm-hmm. Clicked on the shit. So in North Carolina, they did the slave narratives from when it was when slavery had ended, and they was trying to round up all the slaves, ex-slaves, and get their stories before they died. So in North Carolina, they got this whole book. It's like 400 pages of slave narratives and shit. And so in this particular family member, they had a slave narrative attached to it, and it's this slave called Celia Robinson. Mm-hmm. And she's telling her slave story. And she was like, you know, my mama was owned by such and such, and then my daddy's master was, you know what I'm saying, such and such. You know, we Perry, so, you know what I'm saying, such and such Perry. And then she breaking down all these people that's in her family that's already in his family tree, so it's fucking him up. And so she telling her slave story from a perspective of from being right there, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you see roots and you see, you know what I'm saying, you see Black History Month, slavery shit, but it don't really connect because you don't know where your shit from. You don't know how
this
to.
This is a specific. This is 30 for 30.
This is specific.
On your people.
This is your people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My motherfucking master name was, and then, you know, white people, they got their shit so that, you know, you could trace their family real quick.
Right.
You start typing in some names, that shit just, you know what I'm saying? So now I done searched the master. You know what I'm saying? The plantation is still fucking there in North Carolina. It's on the National Historic Registry and shit. I done found some motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they alive right now, like, on the Facebook.
Still on the plantation?
They on the Facebook. Oh, okay. Like, nah. Like,
the new plantation.
The white family that had the plantation, they descendants are still here. And it's like, damn, what do I do with this information?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, now. What are you going to do?
You connect it. It's just like, it fills in a whole bunch of gaps.
Right.
But then it's like, damn. These motherfuckers right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Just go set it on them.
Nah, it's like, it's just a weird-ass fucking feeling that is brand new to me because it just happened like yesterday. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
So how you feel? What's the feeling?
It's just like, damn. You know what I'm saying? It's like, one, like, okay, North Carolina, nigga, that's where we at. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Boom, you see the motherfucking big house.
So that's where your people started.
That's my father's father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know. I ain't did all the research on everybody else. But my father's father's people is from a fucking plantation in North Carolina called Cassine or some shit like that. And fucking, what's that? This is North Carolina. Oh, Lewisburg, North Carolina.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Which is by Raleigh Durham area. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn. You know what I'm saying? It's now these stories connect a whole lot differently. And when you read in the narratives of what they doing and why they think a certain way, and like you all, like, they'll be talking about, you know, the missus, like the master's wife. Oh, and her hair was so pretty and blonde, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they just used to love me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, damn, because, you know, that was the top of the food chain.
Right.
The top of the food chain was who you lived under, and they got the big house, and they eat the good food,
right.
And you,
they don't get whipped.
And you getting scrapped, and you getting scraps. They handing out the ass whoopings and shit. You know what I'm saying? Trickle down to the day, you know what I'm saying? The closest, like, you know what I'm saying? When you talk about the top of the food chain, we still trying to align ourselves with the top of the food chain. No matter how much Gucci or call us niggas.
Shit on us.
And you know what I'm saying? It's still Gucci and all that shit is our one thing we can do to
feel better about
align ourselves with the top of the food chain. You know what I'm saying? The slave shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
But, you know what I'm saying, when it started really connecting with with people that you came from,
yeah,
it feel a whole lot different.
It feel real. It's not abstract. No,
it's
more.
Not just some old random ass shit.
We was kings and queens. Yeah. Find out, nah, nigga, not you.
I mean, you still ain't went that far. You could have been.
You could have been.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like
none in this.
I was in a situation one time. A motherfucker said they was from a place for 700 years.
Yeah,
cool. I'm like, nigga, I can't go back 70 years. Yeah. I don't know who my grandma mama is, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I hate to say, I mean, I just want to sound ignorant, but I don't really care. I hate to say it. And I don't really trust that shit, honestly. That's one thing. I don't truly trust this shit. I kind of think it might still be an algorithm hustle.
I mean, but
you know, who knows?
See, I don't know about the Africa shit, but see, once you start putting together, okay, you people that do know, okay, this is your grandmother's grandmother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got that. That shit is records. Like, when you
go
in that shit, it's like you go in the motherfucking census shit, right? Mm-hmm. It's so crazy, dog, because when you motherfucker, they pull up a motherfucker wheel, mm-hmm, right? And it's the master from the plantation.
Yeah.
And he motherfucking died.
Yeah.
The first shit on that shit is, I'm giving my wife, uh-huh, 23 slaves, and then they start naming them motherfuckers. Right. You know what I'm saying? This buck, motherfucking such. No, yeah, that's some real, like, somebody in my family name was Buck. Uh-huh. Nigga.
Yeah. It just meant strong.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's motherfuckers in there like Yellow Harriet. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Damn. I guess she was light skinned. That's her name, Yellow Harriet and shit. Wow. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the first thing they start giving out, right, is the slaves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like the lady,
property.
The Celia lady,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, was given to, you know what I'm saying, her master from his mama when she died.
Like sneakers.
And so they got the names. And then after slavery, you could go into the goddamn, like, census reports. Right. Like, you find somebody that's in your family, you go on the census shit, they got the name, who the daughter, you know what I'm saying, the whole family, yeah, breakdown, so you could see how that shit started mapping out. That shit is crazy.
I mean, it's insightful, I'm sure. Maybe I gotta check it out. I'm jaded as fuck, and I'm like, I just don't want, you know, I there seems to be something, I don't, maybe it's not enough transparency for my taste. You know, I'm funny
about
it.
Transparency on what?
What y'all doing with all this DNA?
Nah, see, the DNA.
They ain't doing shit.
Like, you could do the family tracing shit without the DNA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You can just
go. So how they tracing it?
Like, if you know your grandma name,
yeah,
you could go type your grandma name in, her birthday, where she was born.
I mean, I don't even like doing that. I got my grandma.
You don't like doing it, but you can.
And I had to make an Apple account for it. I was like, I don't really want to have her in the Apple system.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
this shit ain't got nothing to do with the Apple. This shit is, you type in her birthday.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll find her somewhere, maybe on the census or some shit like that.
Right.
On one of these records.
Uh-huh.
And then if she on the census, it'll be like, you know what I'm saying, her siblings,
right,
her parents in one household. It'd be, mm-hmm, like the daddy, he's the head, and, mm-hmm, then the mama was then what they did for a living and, right, shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, then you type in that person's name, and then it might show
keep populating
they family from another census from, uh-huh, another time ago. And it's just...
How far back did you go?
Really, you could really only go to, like, that last set of... I mean, you probably could go further, but as far as I could find is that last set of slaves that got out, and then after emancipation, they started doing the census on the slaves.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can go to slave records where, like, when, like you say, it was property, so they had records for that shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, whoever owned slaves, they had to list, mm-hmm, the names of the slaves and all that shit. So you could do that kind of shit.
Right.
But you don't really know how that match up to, right, you unless you got certain names and shit that already traced back. Mm-hmm. So once you get into, after that pre-emancipation, that shit start getting crazy because they be selling niggas off to other motherfucking places. This shit's fucked up, yo.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers telling stories like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know who my mama and them was.
Right.
I just knew my brother.
Right.
And then Master had sold him off. Yeah. And I just sat under the tree and I cried and I was so lonesome.
Damn.
That shit's fucked up, yo.
Super fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, now you just stuck. Now you just stuck with these motherfuckers. So, yeah, you got to say, you know what I'm saying, your missus' hair was pretty as fuck. These motherfuckers are your only way to live. Shit, crazy.
That's why I'm good. That shit.
But you start seeing, like, you listen to the shit that they saying, it be some of the same
it's
shit.
It's the same shit can happen this now. Year. There's a lot of motherfuckers. Shit is fucked up. I mean, I ain't getting sold all the way off.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man. You gonna do it?
Do what?
You gonna get? I mean, your father did his, so you kind of in there now.
I'm good. I'm gonna trace my family back to the plantation.
But what about your mom's side? You ain't wanna do that?
Like I said, you don't need your DNA to do the family tracing.
I said, are you gonna do it?
You need the DNA shit to know where you're from.
Uh huh.
And my sister got it. My daddy got it. The shit all say the same shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They both got Cameroon?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, that's the thing.
I think I'm good.
You go 123andMe and then do one Ancestry.com and then review. See if they got the same shit.
I don't know if the DNA shit is the hustle. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That could be. Like, bro, seem like everybody from the same motherfucking place on
that's
them
what
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Man, if I meet another motherfucker from the Sudan, it's like, all right, fam, we get it.
I ain't met nobody from the Sudan. That wasn't already from Sudan.
I heard somebody tell me they was from Sudan. I forgot who told me that. They was like, yeah.
That's what's up.
That's good. Shout out to Sudan. Hopefully they're listening. What was I going to tell you? I'm excited. On some other shit, I just found out. You know, I've been saying, I think I might have said it on here before, that it's a damn shame that they don't bootleg plays because you be wanting to see certain
they
plays.
They do.
I didn't know they bootleg plays.
I mean, not Broadway plays.
That's what I meant. What you talking about? Like
Tyler Perry plays.
David Talbert? That's a whole lane. I'm talking about Broadway plays. You don't see that shit.
Hey, but they got what's the name of that shit? It might be Broadway.com, where certain plays you could watch. They do have a site.
That's what I'm about to tell you. I didn't know about Broadway.com. But
I don't know if it's Broadway, but it's a site.
I just found out if you go to the Library of Performing Arts downtown, They got all these plays and you could watch it. You got to make an appointment, but you can go watch the play.
Oh, wow, that's dope.
I'm about to go check out. I want to see the motherfucker with the hat. I never seen that shit. I wanted to see that shit.
Only way is I found out about the shit because my son, you know, it was an assignment that he had to go see a Broadway play. He had to see a Broadway play and write his report about the play.
Okay.
And we was broke. Yeah. At the motherfucking time. So it was like, shit.
Broadway Junction.
You know what I'm saying? That shit was expensive.
Right.
So I'm like, So I was like, damn, do they got any plays online and shit?
Right.
And then I found that shit. They got a site that have plays online.
Just for free, you could watch
it. I don't know if it was free, but I think you had a trial. Okay. And all I needed was a trial. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how I figured it out, but.
Yeah,
I ain't know somewhere you can go and watch some shit.
You would do it. They want you. They typically, it's for research purposes. So they ask you, like, are you in school? Are you da-da-da-da-da, whatever. What's your reason? I think of a reason real fast. I was like, inspiration.
I want to be entertained.
right.
Entertained.
It's free. And I just want to see it. I didn't know it was available.
You're a real New Yorker.
Yeah, I try to be, man. Yeah. I try to take, no dead ass. Because New York is so fucking expensive at times. You try to look for the return on your investment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, all these reasons that people, you know, New York is so culturally rich and da-da-da-da-da. You're like, listen, man, let me go ahead and get a little bit of this shit. Since I'm going to be here, I'm paying this money, let me get some of this culture, too. Fuck that.
New York always reminds me of, like, an after-school special and shit.
Because,
You know, that's the only place, like, you would see New York on TV. I'm from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you see New York, it's always some jazz playing.
Oh, it's always some culture.
You know what I'm saying? Some museums to a play and shit. So that's like burnt in your head.
Right.
It's like when you see Central Park, the jazz come on automatically. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but when you do go to the museum and you see like the real New Yorkers who you could tell been doing this shit for years, this is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, damn, I ain't making the most of the city. I'm bullshitting out here.
You can do it. It's here for you.
No doubt.
shit, man, we've been breezing through. We was really talking about some things. We was having a conversation. Conversations be going fly. Yo, I've been on Instagram a little bit more actively. I've been doing this thing called the Live at Five. right?
I think I saw you. I was like, is D live?
I went live.
He was like, it might be 5 minutes.
But. Yeah, it was. That's how I gave it. I made it finite as fuck. Live at 5 for 5. Because I don't want to be just looking at you, motherfucker. This shit is weird still. So we did it. Shout out to my man, Cam.
I seen you giving out a lot of shout outs.
Oh, I mean.
that's what the first 2 minutes of the live right, always
it's,
is.
It's roll call. You know what I mean? That's going to be the new Burrow check now. Instead of shout out the Burrows with this whole Ancestry.com, niggas going to shout out their plantations. You know what I mean?
That ain't shout outable, man. Fuck that.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You shout out your new shit. It's just, you know, to know where you, you know what I'm saying, how that shit began. Know who the real. So when the reparations come, you know, know where to go.
He know who to speak to.
Hey, I already know where they at.
To speak to the manager of the such and such plantation.
You know what I mean?
He just died.
Nah, I know. I know his son. I know all the motherfuckers.
Oh shit! His son here at this high school. He gotta give me some paper.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I've been doing this shit live at 5 for 5. I mean, I'm cross promoting it right now. If y'all on Instagram at 5 o'clock, you might see me go live. I don't know how long I'm gonna commit to this shit, but it's something to do.
Now, I never pushed the live button.
Never in your life?
I've never pushed that live
talk
button.
To me.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Because, you know, again, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to talk about right. on the live. What the fuck am I going to do on the live?
Just go live. But this is the thing.
What have you discovered? That's what I need to know. That's why I'm talking. That's why I'm saying this.
This is what I've discovered. I discovered a lot of shit. First of all, old people don't push culture forward. I don't know where I got that. I don't know where. No, because you like if you looking at it through the lens of a motherfucker that's getting older, you're not gonna fuck with it because you're like, yo, I don't understand what's the point for me to just be on. But people respond to that shit.
I get it.
We've talked about this last week. Yeah. People respond to that shit. I still haven't figured out what I do.
I don't even know where the live button at. Where the fuck is it?
Scroll over to your left. You'll know where it's at, and then you press that button, and you live. And they be like, yo, we gonna let the people know you going live. They go drum up. They promote for you. They be like, yeah, yeah.
The people promote?
No, the Instagram. Instagram be like, yo, we gonna let your followers
they do.
Know.
Yeah, they do know. Let
don't
you know.
Call this shit off now. We about to put these flyers out.
Yeah,
yo,
they do
Mr. Muhammad just went live.
Word.
And then you start seeing people show up. Oftentimes they start waving. They throw waves. They might throw like a little like or whatever. Sometimes. If you get enough motherfuckers, you might get some disruptors in there that might want to come for you.
What they
talking about? I ain't had that yet. I don't want that. But you know, or you just get people just talking shit. You know, yo, nigga, we fuck with you. We, you know, they shout out the pod. They give you, yo, what you talk about this? Sometimes it can turn into a Q&A if you know how to manage that shit.
Right.
Like, if you know how to, I haven't figured out how to manage it yet.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just showing up.
All right. You know what I'm saying? I found it. I ain't going to press
go
it.
Go live.
I'm not going live.
Why not?
Because I don't want
motherfuckers. Why not? Just go live.
I'm from another era.
Exactly. Yo, what, no motherfuckers in your business.
What happened in this house, stay in this house.
I tell you this.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody business ain't nobody business.
It's some of the most, it's the most vulnerable in the ever feel. You just out there and anything could go down. You just feel crazy. Like you was saying your man, you was looking at your man on Instagram. I'm not going to say who he was, but some cat on Instagram was going to his fans, supposed fans,
right.
for love, and they killed him. But you definitely be in the moment with the people.
Now, how many have you done?
Maybe 4, which is a lot for me. Maybe 4.
So, on your 4th one,
yeah,
how'd it feel?
Yeah. Obligatory. It felt like, nigga, am I gonna commit to this shit?
I mean, what type of shit is you talking? Is you talking shit
again,
or you just waving at people?
I'm talking shit. I think my first couple might have been better. This last one, I just did it because I was like, oh, all right, well, fuck it, let me do it. I was parked. I was sitting in the car. I was trying to kill some time, but I didn't really have nothing to say. So I just shouted cats out, and then I was like, yo, what y'all want us to talk about on the pod? That's when somebody brought up the Billy Porter shit. So I was like, okay. I'll bring up the Billy Porter thing.
Okay, so this is a live.
It's a live. It's a live. It's a town hall. It's basically a town hall. You just got to, sometimes I think one time I got on there, you know, you might have some bullet points. You know what I mean? I did my little Oscar predictions on one.
So you out here living.
Shout out to my man Sox. Sox hit me. Sox and Cam for the most, but they like hit me offline. Yo, this is a good thing. This is what you should be doing. You could program like that. We were programming notes. Right. So, right. You know, okay. You'll get that. Right. And it's interesting because it's always interesting to see who pops in. You know what I'm saying? Who pops into this shit.
It's
always weird to pop into somebody else's live, especially if you ain't mean to.
Hey, but you know, that's what I was about to say. Like, I've never pushed live. Right. But when the shit pop up, sometimes I just pop in surprisingly on somebody's fucking live.
Uh-huh.
And it always seemed like they are shocked that I'm in that bitch. Like, oh, shit, Mr. Muhammad.
Look at this motherfucker.
Hey, Mr. Muhammad.
Right.
You're like, oh, shit.
You're like, let me get the fuck out of here. Because you feel like you got to engage.
Now you got to stay.
Right,
so
right.
Then you put your phone off to the side and do other shit.
Ah, damn. That was going on?
Nah, but you know what I'm saying?
I tell you this.
Sometimes the live don't apply to you.
No doubt. You could also let your ego get to you. Not your ego, but like... I know I was about to go live at 5 and then fucking Bun B went live. Not that we got the same people, but I was like, damn, this nigga, it's mad people in the world, but I was like, this nigga Bun B about to get mad niggas. This
nigga ain't finna fuck with your live.
Who no? Somebody was like, should I go to Damien? Should I go to Bun? I've been fucking with Bun B since Riding Dirty.
I mean, I'm gonna press the live because I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. Shit. I don't know what's gonna happen when I'm in there.
You figure it out.
I need some advice on what to talk about when you go live.
Man, you're a good host. You're a good conversationalist.
But you're talking to yourself, really. It's like you just out here. Hey, phone, what's going on?
Initially.
And then that whole awkward beginning live moment where it's like, okay, let's let everybody get in now.
Right.
Start doing other shit. Right. All right, now, let me see.
You got to look like you're not looking at the number count. You got to act like you preoccupied and shit.
Right.
I think the first time I threw some music on, so that becomes a thing too. You can throw some music on and then you can talk about whatever the music is. One time I had an appointment. So I had to do that shit in the car. I just put the shit off to the side. I couldn't engage.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, it's going to be interesting to see how this go. You know what
so
I mean?
So
like,
just driving with motherfuckers.
Just driving.
Ride with
I'm
you.
Talking.
Just ride
just
with you.
Riding with just ride with me.
Ride with D.
But that's what it all is. That's what it all is. And when I think, and I'm still struggling with it, but I think when you get past it feeling self-indulgent, and you just accept the fact that these motherfuckers is just riding with you. They just
you know what? That just saying that term, like, you know, because I do see people like they be on their commute.
Yeah.
And then like one of my homeboys in Miami, he just be live. He Facebook live.
Right.
He just be live riding through the streets of Miami.
Yeah.
And we're like, where is he going? He ain't really saying much. He playing some music.
Right.
Motherfuckers just ride. He just got everybody ride with him.
They there. Because you know where the motherfuckers is at on their couch. Ain't chilling. They're like, well, fuck it. Homie live? Let me see what the fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
And okay. People will just be there to be there. And then I guess if your shit start cracking, you could have a live community where people see each other at your live. They be like, I'll see you at the live next time. And then you know what I mean? It becomes a live show. It's another live show. You know, there's all types of wild shit you could do. I thought about fucking putting on some type of weird-ass costume, but I was like, that's a lot.
You gonna put on the dress?
No, ain't gonna happen. But I definitely thought about, somebody was like, yo, you should cook while you live, because you be talking
cook.
About
you
all that shit.
Cook.
I don't know about all that.
You should, I mean, everybody done heard.
Bun B does it.
Listen, man. Everybody has committed to your journey in Curry.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, that's a payoff.
Dude, let me tell you, man. I was talking way too confidently about my Curry.
What, the second go-round one?
I wasn't the second go-round. I mean, it wasn't. It's not bad, but then I went to one of my favorite little Jamaican spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I tasted their curry chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That shit ain't all the way there. I got to figure it out. And then I went to my little curry plug. I told you I found the little spot.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about that shit, too. Because there's a reseller market for curry on the low. Like, I see some shit online. Curry bags is going for $15.
So this is how the game initially started.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers need some spices.
Right. That's
you
it.
Know what I'm saying?
That's it.
This
Christopher
shit's still
Columbus.
Cracking.
Yeah, it's still out there.
Shit. Oh, everybody from Europe, come and get the spices.
Come get some spice. So, I was talking to this one Jamaican lady, and it's funny because, I don't know if it's racist, But it's like, cause I'm black, but I'm not Jamaican. But it's like, I just make anybody Jamaican is an authority or curry. They might not even know how to do it, but like an older Jamaican woman, I'm going to give a gravitas.
Any New York nigga is authority on Timberlands.
Right, right. So. And they never wore a Timberland, but you're like, all right. So, but yeah, so she told, I was like, yo, you ever fuck with, because I was talking about, I thought the coconut milk was the key.
Right.
She was like, I never fuck with coconut milk. And the way she what said it you, with such disdain. She didn't say fuck, but she was like, coconut. Mm.
What are you, Indian?
Right, right, word. I definitely felt like an outsider. I felt like an interloper.
Right.
So I'm going to figure it out, though.
Oh, so she just shut you down? She didn't give you no...
No, she gave me a whole nother thing. She actually put me back on the... Remember I said 2 weeks ago, I was like, you know... I done the thing where you put the curry on the chicken, mm-hmm. but a lot of people like, don't put the curry on the chicken because it's too strong for the chicken. She was like, nah, you gotta put the curry on the chicken. But you and but the thing is, these people, the people I'm talking to, they don't give me enough exact. You know what I mean? I guess that's just cooking.
You ain't never watched nobody do the shit?
Not nobody live. I haven't went to somebody. I thought about doing that. We've talked about that shit. I don't know anybody that who is killing curry like that to where I'd be like, yo, let me come to your kitchen. I haven't really I asked the one lady at the little spot that I go to.
DJ Clean said his mama will show you.
But where she live at?
She in D.C.
Is she official? Shout out to DJ, she is official.
Okay. I don't know about the curry. I had her oxtails. Them shits is bomb.
Why DJ Clean Jamaican?
Trinidadian.
Oh, all right.
Trinidadian.
All right. I mean, shit. I appreciate the offer. I fuck around next time I'm in that DMV area. Yeah, if she'll have me, I'll fall through.
I'm gonna ask mad questions. I was in DC, I fell through, and she chefed up some motherfucking oxtails, and that shit was bomb, nigga. Yeah. And she cool. She cool, motherfucker.
Yeah.
People. Yeah. All
right. That's what's up. I do it. That's a lot. I mean, but that's me putting it on it.
Yeah, you putting
them on. Like, I'm over somebody's shoulder while they in the thing. But, I mean, that's what it is. That's what it is. If you're going to be in the kitchen with somebody,
that's what you ask.
That's what you want. You want that accent.
It's like when you're shooting people, like, as a director and producer of content and shit, you ask a motherfucker, hey, we want to shoot you.
Right. We gonna get all in your space.
Nigga, you all in a motherfucker life
right.
with your camera.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, it should be wild, intrusive. I'm like, I would never.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? I need to do this because I got to get this project done.
Right.
But it's people, you know what I'm saying, that will tell you, you know what I'm saying, their whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Make yourself comfortable.
They
like
tragedies, their success, their triumphs. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've always been dropped off in different cities mm-hmm. as a kid, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go to here for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just had to make friends and find people and shit.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying?
But are you framing this all the way? Are you being dropped off just in a city? Or are you going to
you're going to family. You're going to family.
You make it a little bit more renegade.
Right, but check this shit out. Like, so, all right, you go to Cleveland in the summer, right?
Uh-huh.
You get dropped off at your aunt's house. Uh-huh. She ain't got nothing but girls.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's you and your little sister, so you the only boy. You know what I'm saying?
What's your cousin?
But I'm saying, you had to go find, you had to, you know what I'm saying? Okay. You had to connect. They don't live in the house with you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you, me and my cousin got so cool.
Uh-huh.
Because
he was in another house.
Yeah, he was somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
So it's all girls. So yeah, you just by yourself, really, because mm-hmm. back in my family and back in that day, it was like damn near boys versus girls. And
right.
whatever girls did, boys didn't do.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? Right. We going shopping, you at your rusty ass staying home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go outside until this motherfucking sun to come down because you don't need to be in here.
Uh-huh.
And that's how it was. So you just out there. And you making friends. You end up in, you know, different environments and people houses and you learning different shit. But now, as a profession, I do that shit. Mm-hmm. And it still surprised me, like, damn, motherfuckers welcome you into their house and they tell you their stories. So, for me, a lot of times when people do content, it's people that go in somebody's house, take their story, and really don't appreciate the moment. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay,
we've
done our business, and you know what I'm saying? Right. And then, you know what I'm saying, some people even talk about the people out there that leave their house.
Right.
And I hate that shit. Mm. I don't like that shit.
That's
why. I don't stand for that shit. Don't do that shit around me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you let us in their house, done fed us, done told us their story.
Who this motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You shouldn't have none but good shit to say about this motherfucker, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Even if it was roaches.
Even if it was roaches, even if, you know what I'm saying, they was a little difficult, they got the right to be fucking difficult in their house.
Those is their roaches.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't let that shit happen, but it's always a good thing. It always feels good to when somebody welcomes you into their space and they show you some shit.
Of course. It's beautiful. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't think you should take it no kind of
way. It's a sacred moment.
It's a good moment. You know what I'm saying?
And like back to the, we saw this all this time. Just open up to the love. You know, somebody saying that, say, all right, fuck it. All right, fair enough. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna look at it. I'm not gonna put all of that shit on myself. Cause you'll do that. You'll be like, I ain't trying to play no bites. I don't wanna impose.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they like, yo, you invited. You're like, all right, fair enough. Come through. Right. I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna watch it.
So
Curry Chronicles. Continue.
Set the shit up.
Alliteration.
Word out.
You got anything you want to say before you get out of here, man? You seen Solange using Black Planet to promote her new album. You see that shit? She took over Black Planet?
That's innovative. And
that's slick.
I like Solange. Solange is black as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And she relished the fact that she's black as fuck. And like her last, when she came out with the last album and she did her tours, it was... The design and the art and the whole setup was very 68 to 72 black arts, you know what I'm saying? Black arts theater, you know what I mean?
Right.
Type shit. Like, the blackest shit you gonna get.
And she know how to curate that shit in the way that's...
I love that shit. I love it that she's young and able to tap into an era that was before her time.
Mm.
And I love that she was able to fucking do that shit when everybody wanted her to be her sister.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking teenage mother and still come out, stay herself, raise her motherfucking child, and then get to a point where she killing shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like that shit. I love that shit.
Nah, it's dope. It's dope. I'm curious to see what this new album sound like.
Man, I'm sure it's gonna be bomb.
Oh, man. Speaking of salutes... Was there anything else I wanted to say? I had a salute, but I can't remember. I didn't write the salute down. So
you just give up?
I'm just going to go straight to say, I can't remember this shit. I'm going to come back next week. The salute is still there. He's, you know,
what's the salute?
I was going to shout somebody out. I can't remember who, though. Somebody, you know, somebody doing their thing. I forget who it was, though. But keep doing your thing. We'll recognize you soon enough.
This was the moment. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers sitting there like, this was the moment.
You told me. I didn't promise nothing.
You could be blessing somebody now.
It's not the moment.
When the time is right. The wine is right.
Mm.
Treat you right.
Talk slick.
That's crazy.
You know what? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But you know what?
That's toxic masculinity.
That's crazy.
At its finest.
But you know, I had speaking of Big, I had this shit in my mind when he was like, what'd he say? Tell him Biggie did it. What the fuck he gonna do? I just love that shit. What was the lie before that? And a problem? Nah, that up to heaven, boy.
And we're talking Biggie right now.
We're talking Biggie, so shit's gonna get real crazy. We're talking Give Me the Loop, too, which is super. Ooh, even back then, it was like, wow, Big.
Big had lines that made you be like, I don't know if I'm gonna repeat that.
Yeah, Big. That was
niggas be digging me in my asshole. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
the fuck is you saying? Hey, whoa, pause.
Yeah. That's a wild one. He had a lot of wild.
He says wild shit. Kicking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
Yeah.
That's some old domestic violence. It was wild.
That was a wild time. That was when the wilder the better. That's what it was. It encouraged.
That's back when cats was snuffing Jesus and doing all types of crazy shit on record. It was, you know, it was wild, man. Anyway.
Heard up.
Shit.
Shout out to Brooklyn.
There you go. Where you gonna be?
I'm gonna be in the A. Going to the A on Thursday.
Oh shit.
And then gonna work on a project out there with the Beltline.
Okay.
And then I'll be back.
That's what's up. The old Beltline.
Beltline, man. Urban projects, urban renewal, you know what I'm saying? Architecture.
That's your shit now.
It was not even now. That's my first shit, really. Yeah. I just never embraced it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't black enough when I was young.
Well, you're in Atlanta now. This is your chance. Man, you want to get with a black city. This is it. Let's do it.
Man.
Could you see yourself doing a transition into this from like storytelling and going into this?
I think storytelling is a great part of development and urban planning.
Yeah, because
each community is a story. And it's a lot of missing parts to communities because no one is curating the story of that community. That's why I think Bed-Stuy is like, the model.
Yeah, you
fucking
that.
Community in that it got all the elements. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got the pride. It got a fucking slogan. It got two or three different slogans.
Okay.
When motherfuckers say Bed-Stuy, niggas, they chest poke out. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers is happy to be from Bed-Stuy, even when it wasn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What's all three of that? I'm trying to think of one of the more positive joints. Like, wait, what's
the... It's a couple of them, but there you go, man. Do or die, Bed-Stuy is the shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's the one that sticks.
Uh-huh.
Every good neighborhood got a slogan.
Yeah, that's what it feels.
Brownsville never ran, never will. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it got the pride, it got all the good, you know what I'm saying? It got the community. It's just when you go to other places and it don't have those elements, it's like, damn, y'all need is this and that. And
yeah, need a backstory.
You know what I'm saying? If you had this, boy, you know. So I think storytelling is a integral part of community building and urban planning and all that shit.
If you, after Atlanta, after you're done with the project in Atlanta, if you could jump to any other city and community in the United States, what would be next on your list?
Where I'm from.
You go Miami?
Go Miami.
What would you do to change Miami?
I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot that I've learned living somewhere else that I feel like Miami needs the application. Like Miami, as a black community in Miami, it's like a big divide between, it's not a middle class type of situation going on. And not that you could add one, but what you can do is add different elements from different places that can bring people together. Because it's not the only place really that brings people together is, you know, shows, concerts, clubs, like a lot of cities.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Church, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But on a day-to-day, what is it that you can bring into a place that can bring your neighborhoods together, that could bring people together? Sports in Miami does that to the motherfucking T.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sports, football, basketball now. But how can that expand into other areas? How can other areas of getting money be exposed to communities? Because it's so, like New York, the geography is such that everybody's so on top of each other. Like, to get from Harlem, you know what I'm saying, where you may live in the projects in Harlem, you can go one stop and be in down in the richest neighborhood in the city. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, not in Miami, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. To get to, if you poor and you, to get to some rich people is a long fucking way.
You gotta figure it out. You know
what I'm saying? It's a long ass way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not accessible.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be on a bus for an hour before you get over there. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you could just get on a train in 7 minutes, you right here.
Right.
So it's, you know what I mean, it's a divide, and so you're not mixing it up as much. So it's a lot of things that you could put into Miami that bring certain elements to communities that they don't have. It's not a bookstore. Small spots, but it's not a bookstore where you could fucking
kick it.
Kick it nowhere down there in the whole fucking Northwest.
Really?
No movie theaters. No shit. And not that's all that what it is, but I'm saying it's a lot of opportunity to plug and play different things. And my biggest thing with Miami is showing people how to get money in different ways. Mm. They know football, they know basketball. Black girls, they gravitate to pharmacy and shit like that because in the neighborhoods, the pharmacist is black. Mm-hmm. And you can see that this black girl is in there with her hair done. Mm-hmm. She got a fly car. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You see her every day because she right there in the drugstore.
Right.
Any other industries, it's not right there.
You said longshoremen is kind of
longshoremen. Longshoremen is popping because, you know what I'm saying, that's there. So it's how do you expose, like, it's a, you know, a lot of uniform, like firemen, policemen, mm-hmm. correction officer. Right. So it's like some smart,
like city job.
Some of the smartest motherfuckers I knew, like busting out all A's in school, mm-hmm. in high school, go to college and fucking major in
pharmaceutical
criminal justice. Uh-huh. Like, because they know that you could get a job in corrections easy.
Right.
Right. But that's a, you know what I'm saying? So the people that study other shit, they leave and go other places. So the kids coming up, they don't really get to see a lot of the other shit.
Right.
So it's lots of opportunities to make shit like that. And that's the shit type of shit I'm going to do.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah. There you go, Miami. Coming soon. Where am I going to be? I'm at Westside Comedy Club Thursday. On the 8 p.m. show, check that out. I'm going to stand up New York Saturday on the 8 and the 10 o'clock. And then, shit, I'll be back here next week. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
We out. 5 at 5 at 5.
And 5 at 5. But you've got to be live.
Live at 5 for 5.
All the way live.
Woo-wee.
It's going down.
We out again.
Of it all is to be in the conversation.